really significant. So it's probably, to my knowledge anyway, some of the highest paying races in asphalt racing in all of Ontario. Definitely our bone stock division, $1,300 a win. We were talking to some of the drivers earlier. Definitely the biggest annual, I should say, bone stock race to win. And then United 8s, $2,500 to win. Junior Lates, $400 to win. Basically, we just put up a lot of money and let them all duke it out and see what goes on. But it's one of our biggest nights on the schedule. We really look forward to it. And it's interesting that it adds a layer that it's a Wednesday night. It's not not something traditionally we race on. So it's fun to get off of work or try and get out of work, depending on who you are, to come racing.
Brad, when you look at the night tonight and the money that's available, how far is your reach? How far do people come to race, aside from your regulars at Sauble?
Yeah, so that's a great question. We kind of get people from all over. I know Chris Lawrence is one of the bigger bone stock names in the racing community. He comes from just south of London, so that's quite a far tour for him. We've got some people from the Lindsay area that come up, and a lot of locals still do show up. But yeah, kind of that's about as far as I'd say anybody tonight is coming from. But years and years and years ago, they'd have people fly in from the States when it was a little more economical. And so the reach is pretty large. It's obviously, since things are more expensive these days, it's kind of sucked it in a little bit to a little bit more local. But for somebody to make a tour on a Wednesday night from London, it's no joke, that's for sure.
Last couple of questions for Brad Holmes. If you win one of the divisions, $400, $1,300, $2,500, what does that mean to a driver? What does that mean to a race team?
So that's a great question. Any win counts for a lot, I'll say that. But the money helps you keep track. So there's definitely some friendly rivalries, I'll say, of people who keep track of the big money races, because we put a couple on a year. All the other tracks tend to do one or two a year as well. So it's a big payday, and we all do this, you know, out of the goodness of our heart, because we love it. And there's not really anybody in Ontario making any money doing this. So it feels good to win one of these big money races, but it's the glory that I think most people are chasing when they do it. So I've never had the chance to win one myself, but so I can't speak from personal experience, but I just think it's a fun little way for drivers that obviously get along and are friends, but keep track of who's won what and who's maybe a little bit better than the next guy.
Finally, Brad, how exciting is tonight on every level, that fans get a midweek race card, that the operation gets to operate during the week, that the drivers get to compete during the week?
Yeah, it's super exciting. Like I said, it's not something we traditionally do. It's an annual thing we do once a year. And it kind of helps break up our busiest week of the year. We have a really big show coming this weekend as well, and we try and kind of pack it all in. And statistically, this is one of the weeks that most people vacation on. So it creates an interesting atmosphere, and it gets to bring people out and something to do through the week, which I'm sure we've all been sitting there on a Wednesday night watching TV wondering if there's anything to do, and it's a gorgeous night like it is tonight. You know, it just creates a buzz around it because it's not something you're traditionally doing. So I think that's the big part of it. And yeah, people seem to really enjoy it. Fan-wise, we always get a really good turnout. And racers, like, obviously the money helps in terms of when you get drivers or not. But everybody, I think, likes it just because it's a novelty and it's a special thing you get to do.